Last week, the OneSpark crowdfunding festival eliminated most of its full-time staff. In this week's business brief, analyst John Burr tells WJCT news director Jessica Palumbo the festival's future is uncertain.
Most of the staff, the full-time year-round staff of the OneSpark Festival, has been let go or resigned. What does this mean about the festival going forward?
It's certainly not good news. I mean, this is on top of last October.
And that was another company that Elton was heading up related to OneSpark called Kin.
That's right. They were a business incubator of sorts. They counseled and helped entrepreneurs who wanted to start their own businesses. The connection with OneSpark was that, you know, winners of certain categories at OneSpark would have the opportunity to go to Kin and get their help.
What happened back in October?
Shad Khan, who had invested a little more than $1 million in Kin, decided he no longer wanted to have a part in it because he thought too much of the money was being spent on salaries and administrative costs, about 80%. Not enough money was going to the small businesses that he really wanted to help. So he pulled his money and Kin immediately folded like a house of cards.
So now fast forwarding to this year's OneSpark Festival, we heard from the organizers record numbers of audience contributions to the creator projects, mm-hmm. and we had record attendance, and things were just looking really bright. It was a huge party at the end of the festival, and
right.
I think this month's news kind of comes as a surprise to a lot of people in Jacksonville who thought the festival was a huge success.
Yeah.
So does this mean that future OneSpark Festivals are going to look different from the one we just went to?
It'll probably be a little smaller, probably be a little better focused on the business angle. But, you know, we don't really know. At the end of July, the OneSpark organizers will come out with their reorganization plan and we'll know more. But, you know, it can't help but be a smaller version.
Well, we'll see next month. Thank you so much, WJCT business analyst John Burr. Thanks, John.
Thank you.